It's time for the big interview on the RX Top 20 with Alex.
So, yeah, with me in studio is Tankiso Mambolo. She's a theatre performer, dancer and singer. She has been featured on RX Radio before with a telephonic interview last year. But now she is here to talk to us in person about the debut EP album that she's trying to raise funds for. Welcome, Tankiso. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Is there anything you would like to add to the introduction that you want people to know about you?
Oh, actually, that was pretty perfect. You got me.
How is it to be a starting up musician in Cape Town?
Well, it's been very challenging because I'm independent, but at the same time, it's been so great because I've received a lot of support from my fellow Cape Townians, and yeah, it's been a very interesting journey.
Now about your EP album, what is it about and why are you raising funds for it?
So like I mentioned before, I'm an independent artist, which means that I'm not signed to any record label. So everything I do in terms of my music has to come from my own pocket. And in understanding how difficult that is, I've reached out to a few people who would like to support me in this journey. I've had many people say they want me to release music. So I gave them the opportunity to go, well, I need help. I'm raising funds to pay the producers and, you know, all the other costs. And my EP is about love and longing and just being human and figuring, you know, emotions out. And yeah, it's about a lot, but mostly about, you know, the human condition and love.
So you are an actress as well. Tell us about your theatre and performance career. How's it going?
Well, yeah, I am an actress. I studied theatre for 4 years at UCT. It's going great. I've travelled the world with my play The Fall. I've been to about 6 countries. I've also been in Antimo, the musical with Mark Lottering more recently, which was amazing. So all in all, everything is going like spectacularly.
Yes, it has been amazing, but for now we're just going to take a quick little break and you listeners have to stay tuned because after this song we are going to be continuing with our interview. It's going to be really informative, so stay tuned.
Hey guys, it's Alex. Join me every second Saturday for the RX Radio Top 20, where we count down the biggest tracks of the week. We also have awesome interviews. I have the winners of SA's Got Talent 2017 in studio. It's Anecnote. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Paxton Felice, the winner of Idol Season 13. Paxton, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I feel like radio is also a way of learning new things.
A crazy riddle and an epic quiz. Imad, you got 7 today.
So that was a song from Tankiso's EP album at number 17. I really enjoyed it. It was a really amazing song. How was it actually making a song?
It was great. I love making music. It helps me express myself in a way that I usually can't. So thank you.
Yes, listeners, we are still with Tankiso and we're just finishing the last bit of our interview. So stay tuned. And since we are celebrating Youth Month, what lessons have you learned through the Fees Must Fall production? And since you are part of the youth, you are a young person, what does Youth Month mean to you?
Well, I learned many lessons from that production, and some of them are that, you know, people all over the world, young people all over the world have similar issues, and that it may feel like sometimes that you're dealing with something on your own, but if you step outside and talk to people, you realize that a lot of us have the same issues, and if we all come together and discuss what it is that we actually want to achieve, we can actually make it happen. And you know that young people have so much to say, and we're actually way smarter than people think. Youth Month for me means freedom. It means I have the chance to do things like these where I can sit here with you lovely people, promote my EP, talk about the work that I've done, which would not have been possible if many, many other young people did not, you know, sacrifice their lives for me to be here. So it means appreciation, it means freedom, it means, you know, being here and being alive and having a future to look forward to. So, yeah.
And for children that want to get in the arts, singing and dancing, how would you encourage them?
You know, I would say go for it. It doesn't even have to start at a school. It doesn't have to start at university. Just, you know, a lot of people sing at church. A lot of people sing in their communities. Get involved with your community. Write a few things. It's also important to listen and to understand, you know, what music actually is and what acting is. So, I'd say live your dreams. Go for it. Just ask for support anywhere you can get it.
Is there anything that you would like to add to this interview?
This has been awesome. This is the first time I heard my song on radio, so it was amazing. And yeah, I hope everyone listening gets inspired by Youth Month. And I hope that, you know, Youth Month is not over yet. So do something fun. Go to a young person and tell them something nice. And yeah.
Thank you, Tankiso. I really enjoyed this interview, and it's nice to have someone young come on the show to talk about it, because I mean, it is Youth Month, and just to get your perspective of everything. And I think it's quite amazing that you're already making music and you were in a Mark Lottering performance. So I'd like to thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
That was a very amazing interview. Let's take a music break.